Christopher Zeitweitz of Oregon became separated from his hiking partner on Saturday as they went caving in the Big Lava Beds area of Gifford Pinchot National Forest in central Washington State near Mount Rainier. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope we have Pastor Billy on the line. Pastor Billy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Dr. Monteith.
Oh, great. Okay, fine. Well, Pastor Billy Crone from Las Vegas, a frequent guest on Radio Liberty, and a gentleman whose message I want you to hear, because it will help you better to understand that we live in not the material world, most of us think about the political world. We live in a spiritual world, and there are powerful spiritual forces at work. And you can only understand what's going on if you really understand we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. Once you understand that, so many of the things that are taking place that just don't make sense begin to crystallize, and you begin to see things as they really are, not as most people imagine they are. Pastor Billy, you pick up the story.
Well, you know, Dr. Teeth, Monteith, it's just, again, a joy to be on. And just, boy, what days do we live in? It just seems like every time you turn on the TV, there's just another proof that we're living the last days. And, you know, the Bible is obviously very clear that we can't be date setters. No one, the Bible says, knows the date or the hour, only God the Father. And so I don't care how good you are with a math and a calculator, just not going to get it. But because God loves us, he gives us so many signs that we know it's getting close. And it's close, folks. I mean, we see what's going on. The Bible says pay attention to the Jewish people. That's, of course, a constant hot topic ever since they came back in the land, as the Bible said they would back in 1948, and now being a center of conflict for the whole world and wanting to rebuild their temple. And then, of course, now we see this modern technology and the ability to travel and this explosion of knowledge. The Bible talked about that in Daniel 12. And of course, it's getting close for Jesus' return, when you see the world going in upheaval. You're going to see earthquakes and famines and pestilence and wars and rumors of wars. And boy, is that on the news or what? And then, of course, you're going to see falsehood, people claiming to be the Messiah and these false teachers. And then you're going to see the world's behavior morally go seriously down the tubes with wickedness. And then all of a sudden, you're going to see the world leaders starting to come together to form three things. They're going to form a global religion. They're going to form a global government. They're going to tie in all the economies and form a global economy, and that's all over the news. And then they're going to tie in ultimately with a technology device called the Mark of the Beast, and you will not be able to buy or sell anywhere on the planet unless you have that mark from the beast or the Antichrist. But there's another sign that I'd like to talk about that the Bible shares. How do you know you're in the last days? And the Bible is very clear, folks. And sometimes this is a shocker for people. They don't. They assume that the church, quote unquote, is going to kind of escape this. I don't mean necessarily on a rapture point of view, but the church is going to continue to move forward and do great things in the midst of this. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible clearly says that the world is not only going to go down the tubes, if you will, prior to the return of Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, so is the church. And the term that the Bible uses is apostasy. And this is what Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 4. He says, the Spirit clearly says that in the last days, some, and he's talking about in the church, some will depart or abandon the faith, and they're going to follow seducing or deceiving spirits, things that are taught, or literally doctrines of demons. Okay? Such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron. In other words, no matter what you say, these people will not listen to the truth. And it clearly says that they're demonically inspired. And folks, can I tell you, we are in that phase right now. I get phone calls, emails, literally every single week from people all over the world, not just here in the West, all over the world, Christians, and they're saying, Pastor Billy, I cannot find a healthy church today. They started out healthy, but they've gone south. Or I have no options. Everybody's so liberal. They don't even believe in the authority of the Bible. They don't even believe in the literal resurrection of Jesus Christ. It just seems like there's a Christianity on the outside, but there's no guts on the inside, and that's exactly what's happening. And it's a sign, not just the earthquakes, not just the wars, not just the whole issue that's going on in the Middle East, not just this push for a global government and religion and economy and the technology here right now to be able to pull off the mark of the beast for the first time in man's history. But what you see today that is happening on a rapid scale in the church, folks, is a sign we're in the last days. The church right now, folks, is being flooded with people who don't even know Jesus Christ as their Savior. In other words, the church is being overrun and overtaken by non-Christians. And the reason why that's important is because that explains a lot of non-Christian behavior that you unfortunately see in churches today. We've shared before in previous broadcasts where even the occult, which is another sign during the last days, there's going to be a rise of witchcraft and demon worship. Revelation is very clear about that. And these people no longer are hiding in the shadows, folks. They're out there in the public. The public is parading it around. Okay, the occult and the occult behavior and acceptance of the occult, okay, especially in Hollywood, but that's not the only place. But they're getting so bold, you need to understand that these same people in the occult are coming into the church, and they're coming into the church, folks, and they're not just there to disrupt services, they're there to take over the church. And we've shared actual testimonies of Satanists and witches coming into churches, and they purposely weave their way into positions. And I'm talking, folks, into positions on the board, teaching, overtaking what's supposed to be taught in Sunday school classes, etc. These people have an agenda, and they're taking over the church. But it's not even just the occult. It's just people who don't even know Christ. They're not even Christians at all. And the reason why is because many churches today don't even tell people how to even become a Christian. They're more concerned about jacking up the numbers, and just as long as you keep the cash flowing so we can keep all these giant facilities going, with all due respect, they don't care. And so you got a lot of people coming to a church service, but it's the same axiom. It just because you go to a church service doesn't make you a Christian any more than sitting in a hen house makes you a chicken. You got to be born again. You got to accept the gospel that Jesus Christ died on the cross for all of our sins. He rose again from the grave to give us the gift of eternal life. It's trusting in his work, his sacrifice for our sins on the cross is how you become a Christian. So if you came forward and just acknowledged that, hey, God loves you, that's not the gospel. If you came forward and or raised your hand and prayed a prayer, and it was just that, God, I just want to ask you in my heart. Well, that's not the gospel. You have to understand what that means. Churches aren't preaching that anymore. So, and again, I say all this, it's not just the occult flooding into the church. The church is being overrun with people who profess to be Christians, but they're not. And the Bible is very replete about this actually happening. Not only in the last days as a sign of apostasy, but there are people who say that they're Christians, but they're not. And let me just give you one example. Matthew 7, Jesus said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and perform miracles? Jesus said, I never knew you in the first place. You were fake the whole time.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment with Pastor Billy Crone.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. With winter approaching, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is cold. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great and safe fall and upcoming winter season. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, talking about the crisis in Christianity today. As America's moved from being a Christian nation to being a post-Christian nation. And so much of what's taught in our churches today is not Christianity. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, and even that, Dr. Monteith, is yet another sign in the Bible that we're in the last days, because the Bible says that the church would not only go into apostasy, they would abandon the faith and literally follow demonic teachings. And I'll get to that hopefully here in a second. But Paul also mentions in another passage where how in the last days, and he's talking in the context of the church, is only going to gather around them teachers or pastors to tickle their ears. Now, what's interesting is that word there, tickle, if you will, in some translations, is the Greek word kenetho, and it means only pleasant things. So let me reread that for you. In the last days, how do you know you're in the last days? You're going to see this behavior in the church. The church will only gather around themselves teachers or pastors who will only tell them pleasant things. We call it fluff. And what happens is you will see that the only thing that comes from the pulpit is talks about heaven or God's grace or his complete forgiveness of sins, which is true. But see, they don't preach the whole Bible. They don't talk about hell. They don't ever mention that word. They don't talk about sin. They don't talk about God's wrath. And they certainly don't, by and large, teach on Bible prophecy, because who wants to hear that Jesus Christ is coming back and this world's going to blow up and get worse before that? And so really, you're being duped. You're being fooled. You're not being taught the whole of Scripture. But listen, and I said this before, it's not just, according to that text, it's not just the pastors. You can't say, well, those pastors are wimping out. They won't preach the whole Bible, and they're selling out, you know, just to be popular with people and only preaching nice, fluffy things, which, again, is a sign we're in the last days. I'm telling you, folks, I say this as often as I can, it's not just the pastors. That text says it's the church, too. Yes, there are men, unfortunately, who will not preach the Bible and the whole Bible, unfortunately, but there are still faithful men who will preach the Bible like you're supposed to as a pastor. Unfortunately, the church, I'm telling you folks, will not hire these guys. And if you start to preach the Bible, all of the Bible, they actually, it's on record, will fire these guys. Okay? It's happening all at the same time from both ends. But I'm telling you, it's the new, quote, trend in the church is the pastors who preach the Bible will not be hired. They want these hirelings who will only preach fluffy good stuff just so we can keep people coming back. Nobody's convicted. The numbers are big. The money comes flowing in. And so what do you have left? It's not just a sign in your last days. But the bottom line is, well, yeah, you got a whole bunch of people coming to a, quote, church service, but they're not even saved. They're not even Christians. And so who's running the show? Not Christians. And this is important because when you tie this in together with the other thing that we know is coming down the pike and is actually being formed before our very eyes, that's a whole other topic, a one-world religion, you're thinking, well, hey, Christianity is never going to go along with a one-world religion because Jesus clearly says in John 14:6, I am the way, not a way, I am the truth, not one of the many truths you can pick out there. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's it. No one comes to the Father except through me, Jesus said. How can you get along with other religions? Jesus said he's the only way to heaven, so how can you do that? Well, you're right, you can't. But now the church has been taken over by non-Christians, and these non-Christians will go right along with a one-world religion because it sounds great. It's a pleasant thing. Hey, can't we all just get along? And so you'll see, and what I believe is that Christianity in name only, not substance, in name only, is going to continue right on in the seven-year tribulation and join the one-world religion. Not true Christians, okay, because you can't, because Jesus said he's the only way. But see, that's what's happening to the church. Slowly but surely, the church is being subverted and supplanted with either occults, people who are taking over the church, and or complete non-Christians. I'm telling you folks, there's a switcheroo going on right now. And again, you shouldn't be overly surprised at that, okay, because the Bible says this is what's going to happen. In fact, it's going to get so bad that the church is not only going to demand you only give us fluffy, happy teachings from the pulpit, and that's it, or we're going to fire you. But again, the text that I started with says that they're also going to get to the point where they're going to follow teachings from demons. And you think, wow, that's pretty bad. Well, yeah, it's really bad. And that, too, is also what's going on today. The Bible says that the Antichrist, when he shows on the scene in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that how are you going to know who the Antichrist is? Okay, well, Daniel tells us he's the guy, Daniel 9:27, he's going to make a peace treaty with the people of Israel for 7 years. And that's the very event, once that happens, folks, that's the beginning point of the seven-year tribulation. But the Bible also has many different things that we characteristics of the Antichrist. And Paul talks about this in 2 Thessalonians, and he says that he's going to appear on the scene. It's going to be in accordance, okay, with the work of Satan, which means this guy obviously is satanically inspired, and his appearance, okay, his coming is going to be showing up on the scene with all these counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders, and every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. Okay, and it says they perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Okay, and so what does that tell you? Those people who don't know the truth, those people who are not Christians, who know better, okay, they're going to be perishing because they didn't want the truth. But it says he shows up on the scene, he's satanically inspired, and he dupes people with these fake counterfeit signs and wonders, okay? And folks, I'm telling you, I truly believe that the church is not only being overrun, not just with the occult, but with these phony believers, okay? But the church right now is being prepared. And when I say church, I'm not talking the real church. I'm just talking name only, okay? But the, quote, church in name only is also being prepared to fall for what the Bible says is going to happen. They're going to fall for the Antichrist, false counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. Why? Because there's another movement in the church, okay, and it's called just that, the signs and wonders movement, okay? And what basically is happening, in my opinion, is, listen, when you gut the church of true Christianity, you gut the Spirit of God, okay? There's no substance, okay? And so, you know, you got to keep the, quote, show going, right? There's a whole bunch of people showing up. I mean, who cares if they're not Christians? And so how are you going to get that kind of sensation that spiritually something's going on? Okay, well, not from the Bible, okay, not from the Holy Spirit of God. It's a manufactured one. It's a counterfeit one. And these people in this Signs and Wonders movement are encouraging people in the church right now, get away from the Bible, don't preach the Bible. And what people really need is not doctrine. They don't need the Word of God. They don't need the Bible. That's boring. And what we need is an emotional experience with God. And again, I stated on record, I don't have a problem with having an emotional encounter with God, a genuine one. I think I'm a little bit passionate when I preach. I'm excited about it. I think that, you know, sometimes in prayer, there's emotion. You know, and I'm not saying that to boast or anything, but hey, I personally love having an intimate, beautiful, personal relationship with the creator of the universe, which happens through Jesus Christ. It's really real. I enjoy that, but that's not what's going on. This stuff is counterfeit. It's manufactured. It's not genuine. Things like ecstatic speech and barking like dogs and having convulsions and this uncontrollable laughter, these are now being touted in the church. Get away from the Bible. And if you want to demonstrate your, quote, true spiritual maturity and that you have a genuine encounter with God, these are the things you need to do. And, folks, can I encourage you? You've got to get these DVDs, if anything, to see the visual evidence. What I'm about to share with you, folks, you can see with your own eyes. I'm not making this up. It sounds so ludicrous that we had to show you the video evidence. And in the church, you think, oh, come on, people aren't going to, like, put down the Bible and just, here comes the show, and then do all kinds of weird, wacky, counterfeit emotional movements, are they? Yeah, they are. One of them that we share is what we call the Holy Ghost Hokey Pokey Church, okay? And they basically say that, hey, man, if you want some good old-fashioned entertainment in your next church service, then supposed free healing to boot, then believe it or not, they say that there's a new movement of God going on, and they call it the Holy Ghost Hokey Pokey. I'm not making this up. And you'll see with your own eyes, folks, the so-called worship leader is saying that the Spirit of God has given them a new worship song and that if you join them in it, then miracles are going to happen. And so he proceeds, I'm not making this up, folks, he proceeds to lead the quote-unquote congregation in singing the Hokey Pokey song. I am not making this up. You know, he starts singing, you know, put your right hand in, put your right hand out. It's absolutely crazy. And you shake it all about, etc. I'm not kidding. And then so they sing that for an extended period of time. And a guy from the audience pops up later, and you know, because they want to see the response, how the, quote, Spirit of God moved on people. And he said, you know, when I started doing the Hokey Pokey at first, you know, with the arms, I didn't really feel much. And he said, but when I started doing the whole movement and putting your left foot in and your right foot in, and he says, all of a sudden, both my knees that apparently had trouble, he said, all of a sudden, there was no pain, and he got healed doing the Hokey Pokey dance in the church. Come on, man, this is crazy. You get away from the Bible. And what's left? You have no spiritual substance, so you got to make it up. And again, I'm telling you, folks, this is all part and parcel of getting people to fall for the Antichrist when he comes up with his counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. And that's just one example. We show an example of a church. We call it the Can-Can Dance Church, and where one lady said the Spirit of God gave her the left leg anointing, and she suddenly kicks up her leg like she's doing a can-can dance, like something here in Vegas, and supposedly people are slain in the spirit in the direction of her kick. It's absolutely ridiculous. Another church service, the so-called minister, listen to this. He's hissing like a serpent. He's sticking out his tongue. He's grunting loudly as he's walking through the crowd, and the whole time in the background, people in the congregation are yelling, screaming, making animal noises. Folks, we're in a heap of trouble. This is going on in the church, okay? Don't read the Bible. Don't even preach the Bible, okay? But this is what's going on. It's nuts. People are squealing like pigs in churches. They're mooing like cows. They're barking like dogs. They're roaring like lions. And this one is so ludicrous. Again, we had to show you the video clip. There's a so-called pastor, and he's not reading from the Bible anymore. He's supposed to be, quote, drunk in the spirit, whatever that is, okay, and, which is a bunch of baloney, by the way. And he's up there, I'm not kidding you, in the pulpit, and this is supposed to be spiritual. This is the pastor. Okay, the guy behind the pulpit, and he's clucking like a chicken. And you'll see the actual video with your own eyes. And what kills me is you'll see at the end of the video is there's this young mom. They shoot to the shot from to the audience, the congregation, and there's this young mom with a baby on her lap, and I'm sitting there, and it breaks your heart, and you're going, and so this baby is growing up in that atmosphere in a quote-unquote church service, and that's considered the norm. Where the pastor's up there, and they don't preach from the Bible, he's up there clucking like a chicken, and that's supposed to be the Spirit of God. It's nuts, but it gets even worse.
Which of your series is this? Is this in six or seven?
This would be, I believe, it's the one on the, it's all on the rise of apostasy, and I believe that it would be number six.
Okay, fine. That's what I thought. Okay, fine.
Yep.
Go right ahead.
And but again, it gets even worse because, folks, once you head down this road, once you get away from the scripture, once you try to convince people to manufacture some sort of emotional response, because you have to. If you will, if you look from that point of view, because there's no substance left, so you got to make it up. You got to act like God's doing something. He's absent because you made him absent. Your flood of non-Christians and the Spirit of God's not there anymore, and so you got to whoop it up. Okay. Now another church, we call it the Toking the Holy Ghost Church, and I'm not making it up, folks. Hey, if animal noises aren't your thing, apparently, but you still want to get that spiritual high, quote unquote. Then these churches out there, this is supposed to be another movement of God, okay, where they encourage you to toke the Holy Ghost. Okay, you say, well, what in the world's that? Well, according to their own words, quote, toking the ghost is simply putting your fingers together in the form of smoking a joint, but instead of smoking an illegal substance, they say, you're inhaling the Holy Ghost, which is blasphemy. The Bible clearly says that when you become a Christian, you're indwelled the Holy Spirit. It happens at the moment of salvation. You can't inhale the Holy Ghost. But anyway, so they say you inhale the Holy Ghost by creating an access point, by putting your fingers together to your lips like you're smoking a marijuana cigarette, okay? And they say, but no, really what you're doing is you're receiving an impartation from Almighty God, okay? It's crazy, okay? And they call it having Jehovah Wanna, and they use all these terms, and they're laughing and yucking it up, and you're saying, you've got to be kidding me. And folks, I'm telling you, because the church has gotten away from the Bible, they're falling for this hook, line, and sinker, and a whole new generation who believes now they've been indoctrinated in something, all right. They've been indoctrinated that Bible study is bad, and it's all about experience. It's all about emotions, okay? And then we even showed another guy, and this is how bad it's getting. This guy, he's supposed to be, you know, having an impartation of God. He took a baby Jesus.
Hold that thought, Pastor Billy. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crowley right here at the American Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Guardian Roofing reminds listeners that many accidents are the result of drivers on their cell phones. Cell phone usage while driving is quickly becoming a serious problem on our roadways. Whether you're talking or texting, cell phone use is a major distraction. Do your part to keep our streets safe. That important reminder is brought to you by Jeff Holland, the family and staff at Guardian Roofing at 443 Weber Court in Erie. So phone 303-828-4236 for Guardian Roofing. They're on the air because they care. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, would you tell our listeners how they can get to your website, get to your information?
And you can check us out at our main teaching website at getalifemedia.com. That's getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Or if you're in the Las Vegas area and you want to join us for services, you're more than welcome at Sunrise Baptist Church. The church's website is sunriselv.com, sunriselv as in Las Vegas.com, or you can just search for my name on the internet, Billy Crone, and that should take you where you need to go.
All right, you go right ahead.
Well, you know, again, just to give you one more example of just how bad it's getting, and just having to create a manufactured, emotional high, if you will, in church because it's been gutted. The true spirit of God is, you know, again, folks, you'll see this with your own eyes, the video clip. It's just, it's wild. And there's this one guy who is, had taken a syringe, and you'll see it. And this guy, this is supposed to be the latest movement of God. This is the guy who's supposed to be a really spiritually mature Christian. And he takes that syringe and he tapes or glues whatever, a little plastic, if you will, baby Jesus to the outside of it. And then he proceeds to, quote, inject himself in the arm with that syringe, and he's supposed to be receiving some sort of impartation from God. It is nuts. But, folks, again, it's not just crazy, but it's a sign that we're living in the last days, okay? This is the kind of behavior that the Bible talked about. The church is going to go down. Church is not only in the last days, only pleasant things, and will only hire to only teach pleasant things, but in the last days there's going to be an abandoning of the faith of God, and people are going
Pastor,
to then
Pastor
follow.
Billy, Pastor yeah. Billy, are you on a cell phone? It seems to be going out.
No, it's a landline.
Beg pardon?
It's the landline.
Oh, okay. Well, it seems to be just a little unclear. Go right ahead.
Okay. These people are also at this time not just going to be turning away from God's truth, but they're going to follow teachings loosely dictated by demons. Okay, and folks, that's what's happening. This is demonic. This is not of God. This is not what the scripture says. It's crazy. Okay, and this is exactly what's happening. Even the Bible says this is what you're getting expected in the last days. Okay, and but even worse,
Pastor Billy, I'm afraid that your telephone is going out. Is there any way to get on the hard line or to get that charged?
We actually want to turn on the cell phone.
Beg your pardon?
You want to call back in again?
Yeah, basically the telephone's cutting out.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Did we call you? Or?
You want to try to call my cell phone. Let's try that.
I'm sorry, what?
Can you try to call my cell phone?
If you're on a cell phone, the cell phone is cutting out.
Yeah, actually, I'm not on a cell phone, but we could try my cell phone.
All right, fine. Switch over.
Okay, we'll do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the sort of thing that does happen. I think Pastor Billy's message is vitally important. Christianity is under attack today. And they've changed the music of our churches. Have you noticed how the music has changed and how we're having really sort of a lot of New Age type of music and the Christians are yelling and screaming and this is not worshiping God. This is part of a carefully planned concept. And our ministers are being invited to go to all these meetings but where they've changed the approach. To the gospel. And Pastor Billy certainly is on a regular telephone. It's cutting out. Do you think that's happening by accident? The last thing they want is... Okay, go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
All right, so you do the proverbial phrase. Can you hear me now?
Oh, you're doing great. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you betcha. But anyway, just to continue where we left off, folks, it's very clear that this is going to happen in the last days, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. You see, once you turn away from the Bible, and once you start following emotions, and a quote, and you start to manufacture a false spiritual high, okay, it's going to get spiritually dark. And the Bible says you better watch out because you are being duped by Satan himself. Because just because this emotion and all these guys with their antics and they're having a Jehovah wanna join, they're toking the Holy Ghost, and this guy's injecting in his veins supposedly baby Jesus, as crazy as that is, I'm not saying that these guys aren't having an emotional experience. I'm not saying that they're not having some sort of a spiritual encounter. You need to pay attention, though. Number one, it's not from God, and because the Bible says so. But the Bible clearly says just because it comes with goosebumps on top of your goosebumps, that doesn't mean it's God. This is another tactic from Satan, and let me clearly reveal that to you from the Scripture, from the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 says this, "For such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ." And he says, "And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light." It's not surprising, then, if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. And so the Bible is clearly telling us, folks, that, listen, Satan, demonic deception, does not always appear on the scene as some horrible-looking creature with horns and demon breath and a stark, utter terror and fear. Having been there, done that, unfortunately, when I was involved as a non-Christian in the occult and New Age, hey, they do show up on the scene like that. And that's true. But the Bible says they don't always do that. Sometimes they dupe you because you only think they're going to show up like that. Sometimes they dupe you by showing up as an angel of light. And so when they show up on the scenes, demons, and they're duping you, sometimes it's not going to be freaky at all. The Bible says sometimes, as far as emotions are concerned, it's going to be fabulous. Your emotions are going to be full of bliss and love. And so they're going to dupe you to think, well, surely this has to be from God. No. The only way you know between the two is what the Bible says, the Word of God. But if you got that and you go by your feelings, you just got duped. Okay, this is part of Satan's deceptive character, okay? And this is what's happening in the church, is these emotional supposed encounters, these signs and wonders movement that people are being encouraged to do in the church. They're not only not genuine, they're counterfeit, but listen, now that you're opening yourselves up to demonic deception, you need to understand that their ultimate goal of demons is to possess you. And let me clarify. The Bible's very clear, if you read it, that a Christian cannot be possessed by a demon. Why? Because the Bible says at the moment of salvation, you become indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. And I'm sorry, the Spirit of God is not going to move over and scoot over and share a temple, if you will, with a demon. It's ludicrous. The Bible's very clear about that. So if somebody in a church service is truly demonically possessed, I don't care what they say, they're not a Christian. It can't happen. Okay? But I believe that much of the behavior that you're seeing in churches today is, frankly, full-blown possession. Because people are getting away from the Scripture. The church is flooded with non-Christians nowadays, phony Christians, and now they're getting away from the Bible, and now they're creating a manufactured, quote, spiritual high, okay, and they're also now getting tricked into following the same phases that that New Age and the occult uses to get people into an altered state of consciousness, okay, so that these things can take control of their body. And I'll share with you those phases.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment with Pastor Billy Crowe.
Thank you. Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfrelianceexpo.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
During these trying times, our troops need our help more than ever. Right now, blood supplies are at an all-time low, and just one pint of blood can help save the lives of our servicemen. So give the gift of life, give blood. It's simple, it's safe, and it saves lives. This community awareness message is brought to you by the courtesy of Isaac Clayton, his family, and staff at Rapid Rooter Service. They're proud to be serving our community. That's Rapid Rooter Service at 39391 Well County Road 35 in Alt.
Well, Dr. Stan back here with Pastor Billy Crone for the last segment this morning. Pastor Billy, go ahead.
Well, let me just demonstrate, Dr. Monteith, how once again people get away from the Bible, which again the Bible said was going to happen in the last days, and then they're going to actually get to the point where now they follow something all right, but it's not the Bible, it's not the Spirit of God, it's not the Word of God. It's actually demonic teachings, and this is what's happening, folks. People are seeking an emotional high, and now the occult has moved in, and they're tricking Christians, let me back up, they're tricking people professing to be Christians to literally become possessed with demons, because again, as a Christian, you can't. And let me demonstrate for you, and we clearly outline this for folks on our videos, you can see it with your own eyes, this is not make-believe, and this is a worldwide movement that's happening in the church, this is how bad it's getting. Let me break down for you the different phases that the occult uses to get people into an altered state of consciousness. Now listen, for the whole purpose is to link themselves up with the quote, of course they call them spirit guides or the oneness of the universe, whatever term you want. The Bible calls it demonic. It's demons that you're linking up with. It's not the Spirit of God. But and you tell me if there's not some strange parallels going on in church services. The first phase that the occult uses, the first phase, is to get people into an altered state of consciousness, because it's not just drugs. Drugs are one way you can get into an altered state of consciousness to, if you will, open yourself up to demonic control. But it's also physical behavior. And here's one of their techniques. The first, what they have the people do is they get them involved in a repetitive movement. It could be jumping up and down. And this lasts for a good half hour or more. And they just jump up and down. And they do this with music. And they just have people jumping up and down or swimming back and forth or whatever to music to start to get their body into that process of getting into an altered state of consciousness. Now, wait a second. You go to some church service today, and you have people repeatedly running around, jumping up and down, swaying back and forth, et cetera, to the beat of so-called worship music, again, for an extended period of time. Okay? The second phase that the occult uses is then they have the people to start to speak forth a repetitive phrase, some call it a mantra, over and over and over and over and over again until literally it gets you into a mindless state. Well, wait a second. Some church services today have people who are speaking forth a repetitive phrase over and over and over and over again, too, and it almost seems like it's mindless. The third phase that the occult uses is they then have their followers shout out loudly, repeatedly, over and over again, and this is a way to, quote, further release themselves from reality. And that's what they do it for. But wait a second. Then you see in some church service today,
include people yelling and shouting and screaming, you know, to demonstrate just how mature you are, over and over and over again, to, you know, let it all hang out, because you're not afraid in your so-called worship of God. The fourth phase, and this is where it all kicks in the occult, is once they get in people into this mind-altering procedure, and the constant physical jumping up and down, the repeating of the phrase, the screaming, shouting, whatever, is all of a sudden, after that's been going on for a half hour, 45 minutes or whatever, all of a sudden they say, stop. And again, we show you the actual videos in the cult that who does these things, and this is their technique, and they yell, stop. And all of a sudden, people, quote, feel a connection with the universe or the spirit world. And if you stop and think about it, folks, not just church service, but so-called crusades that are out there, some church services today include every single one of these phases. Listen, that people are being requested after a prolonged period of repetitive movement, repetitive speaking, repetitive shouting. All of a sudden, the guy gets up there on the stage, and they say, shh, stop, silent. The Holy Spirit is in this place. Can't you feel his presence? And the whole time, all they did was use, whether they realized it or not, all they did was use a classic occult technique to, over an extended period of time, in physical means, to get people into an altered state of consciousness. And again, when this happens, even in, quote, church settings, yeah, people are crying. Yeah, people are weeping. Yeah, people say they had goosebumps on top of their goosebumps. But can I tell you something? That doesn't mean it's the Word of God. It doesn't mean it's the Spirit of God. Okay? The Bible says you better be careful. Satan masquerades as an angel of light. And if you do your homework and you look at the occult, this is how bad it's gotten, folks. The Bible says in the last days you're only going to get fluff from the pulpit, and the churches will only hire pastors who preach only fluff from the pulpit, or they get fired, okay? And it's so bad, the church is going to turn away from the faith, the Bible, and they're going to start following teachings from demons. Folks, that's happening right now before our very eyes. But again, their ultimate goal is to get inside of you. And folks, that is happening as well. And again, I got to make the caveat, that's not the Christian, because you can't be possessed. But again, the church is being flooded with a bunch of non-Christians, and frankly, they're flooded with people who are involved in the occult, okay, who may very already be possessed. But you might be out there thinking, well, hey, they're not going to get me, because I'm not one of those people that jump up and down and yell and shout and scream, and they're not going to get me worked up into an altered state of consciousness. Well, this is another little trick that the enemy's doing in the church. He might already have you or your wife or your teenager if you practice yoga. And this is nuts. This is coming in the church like a flood. Folks, yoga is a Hindu practice that is designed, the word yoga means to yoke yourself with the Hindu deities, which are demons, clearly. And it's a physical exercise, if you will, that just like the other ones I just mentioned, with the jumping up and down and repeating the mantra until all it becomes mindless and being told to stop all of a sudden after you've been doing that intense movement for a long time, yoga is the same thing. It will get your body into an altered state of consciousness. And we clearly reveal this, folks, on the video. Interviews with yogi masters over there in the Far East who do this and who know it, and they clearly admit that you cannot separate the one from the two. You can sit there and say all you want, well, I'm just doing it for the physical exercise. Well, first of all, whatever happened to just doing some jumping jacks or push-ups or sit-ups? Why do you got to flirt with an Eastern meditation practice that's designed to get you into an altered state of consciousness? Are you really that much against doing a push-up or a jumping jack? It's crazy, folks. Why would you mess with it? But because there's such skepticism out there, we clearly demonstrate with interviews on video that the yogi masters admit you can't separate the two. When you engage in yoga, you're engaged into a mind-altering technique to get you to commune and connect, to yoke with the Hindu deities, which are clearly demonic in nature. Okay. In fact, let me quote to you what one of them said. They said, quote, you cannot separate yoga from the practice of yoga from the spiritual into exercise. You're bowing down before the God of the serpent, and that's Satan.
We're going to have to let you go, Rod, this time. God bless, Pastor Belly. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan, and I'm old enough to remember what churches used to be like, and then the music we used to have in our churches, and now, well, yes, there's some Christian music, but we have to appeal to the youth, don't we, and bring in the music with the drums and the beat and the throbbing and the repetition, and it's all happening as part of a plan. And when you understand that, it really begins to make sense. Now, we do carry Pastor Billy's. He actually has seven different segments, each a set of five or six DVDs. It's called The Final Countdown, and he was talking about the film footage you'll find in six. And certainly I'm very gratified that some of the other major ministries are carrying his material, because it's well worthwhile seeing. It's one thing to hear it described, it's another thing to see it, and that's the beauty of the DVDs. If you would like to get them, part one, part two, part three, you have to order them separately. They're called The Final Countdown. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We also carry the wonderful DVD by Carol Matriciana on yoga. And you can simply call our number, 800-544-8927, and get Carol Matriciana's DVD on yoga. And to put it all into perspective, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because what's happening is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. There is an effort to change the world, to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion, to get all the religions together. After all, why can't we get together? Aren't all religions dedicated to better people? Well, no, they're not dedicated to better people. They're dedicated to worship of a different God. And this is what we're really up against today. And it's all very, very subtle. But, of course, America is changing. And the America I was raised in just doesn't exist today. And so you're going to have to, hopefully, join us in this epic struggle to take America back, to change the attitudes, to get back to those principles that once made America the envy of the world. But unfortunately, we are in a post-Christian era. We're a socialist America. We have far more socialism in America than they ever had in Russia and China, which has always been funded from the United States. Our great tax-exempt foundations, if you've never read the book, Foundations, The Power and Influence, So they came out in 58. We kept it in print for many years. Other people are keeping it in print now. But foundations of power and influence starts out with the chairman of the Reese Committee, the only committee ever allowed to investigate the foundations, talking about how the purpose of our great foundations is to certainly change the attitude of the United States to undermine our system of government and, of course, to push these concepts of socialism. We are a socialist America. And if we don't get away from being a socialist America, then freedom as we know it will soon be.